Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
This is what we send you in the weekend with good, bad, dumb. That's what we do. Yeah, no need to thank us. It's what we do. What's the good of the day?
Good of the day is this Illinois High School, Washington High School, has gone viral.
Oh, okay.
For their mom's night.
Uh-oh.
So basically what... No, it's good.
Oh, no, I was... All right, maybe I was thinking of something else.
Oh, No, this is all... It's very wholesome.
All right, very good. Okay, very good.
So basically what they do is they hold a night, and then they bring all the moms of the football players there, and they go over the equipment, the rules of the game, some of the plays that they'll be calling. But the reason why it's gone viral is because then they have the moms throw on some pads and a helmet, and they get to tackle their sons.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
So the boys are sitting there. You know, there's like, you know, a big old pad right behind them, like what you would see like for a high jump or a pole vaulter, like type right. of pad. And the moms line up about, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 yards, charge right at their son, and then lower their shoulder and drive the helmet into those numbers.
Okay, that's great.
So it's kind of fun. You see all the moms are all having a great time. And I think, you know, maybe it's a mom, you know, blowing off some steam at the sun. You know, it's like, I told you to wash your bedroom.
Or,
you know,
I've never heard of this. This is, sounds like a pretty good idea.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like a good time was had by everyone. I mean, you know, not only tackling them, but then they're, you know, you see the mom and the son, you know, just sitting there laughing on the mat with each other because, you know, both of them are in full pads, so they're not really hurting each other. It's not,
oh,
like,
very good.
Not like the mom's, you know, throwing a hit stick on someone,
oh,
you know, popping them really hard, so...
All right, that's good. And where'd you say this was? Illinois?
It's Illinois. Washington yeah. High School. It's a high All school right. in Illinois. And, you know, I have a feeling that something like this could spread like wildfire.
Let's get catch on. Yeah, let's get catch on.
I think there'll be other moms going like, oh, I want to do that.
And then somebody is going to say, I created that, and no one will believe them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like my friend Dave Platty, who's the sports information director at Colorado. He came up, he was the first one to come up with the term red zone.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, right? Nobody, right? Nobody does, but in Colorado, it's a it's a common knowledge that Dave Platty created that, and now look where it is now. And he didn't do anything with the trademark or anything. He just put it in the notes, called it the red zone, and it took off from there.
Look at that!
But in the end, nobody, you know, I mean,
that's a whole whole show that we'll dedicate our Sunday to just right? to get all our football.
But here's the thing, right? Because it's so universally known now, like, he can't really say he created it. It sounds ridiculous, even if he did, right? So the person that created this would be like, oh, I came up with that. Yeah, we were at Washington High School in Illinois. I worked there, you know, way back there in 2022, and we created it. Like, no, you didn't. Like, no, I seriously did. Like, it's gone on everywhere. I did it in New Mexico when I was a kid growing up. No, I did it. But no one will believe you because it'll be universally widespread. The mom tackling kids,
yeah,
football fun. All right, what's the bad of the day?
Well, I hate to do this, Tony, because yesterday I put the University of South Carolina in the good of the day.
Why would you put them in the bad, man?
Well, turns out that they got to come up with a new name for their mascot.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Why? Cocky is not good enough?
Well, no. I guess the actual name of the rooster is
okay.
Is Sir Big Spur.
Yeah, Sir Big Spur, yeah.
So they don't own the rights to that name.
I'm sorry. That sounds like a very South Carolina thing to happen to them.
So,
oh, good Lord. Nobody checked with anything?
Apparently not. For how, I don't know. I'm assuming it's been that name for 20 years at least. Right?
Yeah, it's been around for a while, yeah.
I mean, maybe longer. I don't know, but they don't own the rights to the name, so the legal teams, the legal heads at University of South Carolina are saying, "Hey, you need to change it." Because, you know, now you're in violation of whatever. And so they're holding.
So who has it?
I didn't see that part.
Somebody have it, and then they couldn't buy it.
Yeah,
we were just talking about the unlimited wealth these college football programs seem to have these days, right? Yeah, college football. It's like when you work. It's like you hear these stories sometimes where the company is, there's like companies or departments in companies, like big companies, where they're like, yeah, we have a surplus in the budget, so we might as well, we got to do something. Like, so everybody gets, everybody, we're going to a water park, right? We got to get rid of this budget. Otherwise, the big company, the big heads won't give us the money. Like, college football has so much money. You were talking about the lights yesterday at South Carolina. They're like, what are we're not going to put it in a hedge fund. What are we going to do with this? Lights. Perfect. What else are we going to do? How do we spend all the money we're making? You mean they couldn't find the guy that had that and went,
that's what they said.
50 grand?
They said that the reason is that the school doesn't own the rights to it because the owners of the Rooster do. So I'm thinking, the Rooster could be named that. They could say it, but they're not allowed to print it on a TV or on a T-shirt or something like that.
Okay, so you sit the people who own the Rooster and you go, you want a little piece of this? We'll do it. Like, do you want nothing or do you want something we could generate a lot of money for? What do you want?
Right.
Because here's the deal. If we just change the name of this or we don't do anything with it, you get nothing, we get nothing, but we get things in other areas.
Yeah.
So you want to make some money off this bird or not?
Instead, they came up with a few names of their own, and one of them is an overwhelming favorite right now.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
So I'm going to read off a few that they've came up with, and I want you to tell me which one you believe is the overwhelming favorite.
Okay.
For the mascot name, not the what's
not cocky,
not cocky, not the one you see on the helmet,
dancing,
and then,
yeah, all that stuff. Yeah,
the actual Rooster.
Yeah, all Mr. Right? Big Spur,
Mr. Big Spur, or Sir Big Spur,
Sir Big Spur.
We got to throw some respect on it, Sir. He's been knighted. They have Cluck Norris.
That's not bad.
Marco Pollo.
No.
Cock Commander.
That's the one. Bingo. That's the one.
Yeah. Overwhelming favor right now. I mean, somebody took a screenshot of the poll that was going on. And funny enough, at that moment in time when he took it, he says the voting needs to freeze right now because Cock Commander was winning with a whopping 69% of the vote.
Nobody loves the connection. To what that is more than the University of South Carolina.
Yeah.
I try to stay really, really clean here.
No, I know.
All right.
Mike Golic Jr. Mike Golic Jr. even tweeted out, it's like, in this house, we call him.
That's great. Oh, it's great. Let me just tell you something. Okay. There was a very popular T-shirt for a long time there. I don't know if you still can get it. There was when I was going to school there. There's a very popular shirt, and I'm not going to say it, but it was on a shirt, but I'm going to try to keep it clean, that compared USC South Carolina to USC Southern California with the terms Trojans and Gamecock. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody appreciates the connection more than the University of South Carolina.
Of course not. That's why I don't think
ride it till the sunset.
When I first saw the headline, it worried me. I was like, how could you get the entire student body, all of the alumni, to say, yeah, we got to get rid of the name Gamecocks.
Right. Never.
Because I was like, they'll never agree to that.
Never.
I mean, it's not really offensive to anybody.
Now, I really thought Dan Snyder was never going to give up on Redskins, but he did.
But I doubt it.
It's a chicken.
It's a chicken.
A fighting chicken.
Right.
That's what it is. It is. There's nothing else there. It's a fighting chicken.
And they're not going to change their name to the Fighting Chickens.
No, and they're not the only Gamecocks around. Jacksonville State are the Gamecocks.
Yeah.
So they're not the only one. They're not the only one in town. And but the marketing is too lucrative. Like, I had friends from high school that wanted this stuff.
Oh,
like,
of course, yes.
That were like, can you get me one of the? And I'm like, yeah. Because they had bumper stickers. They were hilarious. And when you're 18, that stuff is just a riot.
You're proud to wear it.
Of course.
You're going home for Thanksgiving, just fully displaying where school you attend.
Exactly.
In that gear.
Exactly. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
There really is a Guinness Book of World Records or Guinness World Record for everything.
There really is. It's always mind-boggling.
Yeah. This couple, and I'm not saying they're not a married couple, they're friends. One's like in his 20s, and the woman in this is 69 or 50, in her 50s or something, 66. They just broke a world record, Tony, of visiting 69 different fast food restaurants in 24 hours.
69 of them?
That is a world record.
Where were they when they how did they do this?
They were in they were all in Manhattan. All
I was
the restaurants
say New York,
were,
right?
They were in Manhattan, yeah, and they just went on foot, and the trick to it, I guess, was they had to carry a GPS tracker because Guinness was there tracking them to make sure they went to all these different places. And they had to show a receipt of ordering at least one food, one drink from each place. Now, they didn't have to consume it.
They could just give it away.
They donated a lot of the food.
Oh, right.
But it started for them at 8:30 in the morning with a McGriddle and some coffee and finished off later on that night. And they went to like a Wendy's, Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, Five Guys.
So the record was 68?
No, the record was 50.
Oh, goodness. So they've now...
They shattered the record. But it just led me to think, I was like, that really is a record. I'm thinking that somebody's going to read this and go, 69, I can do more than that in 24 hours.
Can we just make up things and just say, yeah. Guinness, do you have this?
I remember Guinness Book of World Records being, you know, the tallest guy.
Right. I remember reading the book like in elementary school or like middle school where you could get it out of the library and go.
Fastest person.
Wow,
and then
look at that.
Weird, you know, the weird ones to me were like, oh, look, this woman is the Guinness World Record for having the longest fingernails.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, that would be hard to do because who would ever want to have, you know, 5-foot-long fingernails? That just seems stupid.
Yeah, like my friends and I would read it and be like, somebody standing on one leg. And it would be like, then you'd be like, oh, it's like 2 days. Like, oh, right. We're not going to do that one.
This one.
Some weird record that seemed way, you couldn't get it. But these are like made up on the spot almost.
I feel like. I know that would be hard to do, to go to 69 different places in a 24-hour span, but I also feel like it would be easy to do.
In Manhattan? Yeah, if you really put your mind to it and had, yes, I don't think it would be that difficult.
Yeah.
Like, you could really map it out, and you could go, boom, 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 boom.
You just go in, you order, you get out. You go in, you order, you get out.
Exactly.
And just hope, and just pray that at some point, like during the lunch rush hour, you're not stuck in a long line that's going to cost you... severe time.
And and if you've mapped it, yeah, because you got 24 hours to do this. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hours after midnight, it's all Taco Bell.
That's right. Of course. You know, of course.
Let's face it.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
But yeah, there's, I don't know.
That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. With their newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Their best priced unlimited plan ever. For real, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only, data roaming at 2G speeds. All right, we'll continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.